In mashchizin as a sakin biyontif, one should not sharpen a knife on yontif with a specific sharpener, like a mill or kli that would be used during the week to sharpen it. And normally ochel nefesh is mutter, you're allowed to shecht on yontif, but this is machshirei ochel nefesh. You're not doing a malacha here for the actual food, you're doing a malacha to the thing that does the malacha to the food. Machshirei ochel nefesh. But you can put it on top of another knife and sharpen it that way, which is not the normal way to do it. Lo yomar adam latabach. Person shouldn't tell the butcher, shkoli mit bediner basar. Weigh for me a diner's worth of basar. Like we said in the previous mission, you can't do this. Avol shoychet umachalkin beinehem. But he can just shecht for you and divide it, and then after yontif, they'll figure out the price. Now, Tesiyantif doesn't understand why we need this din. We just had this in the previous Mishnah, that you're not allowed to designate a price on yontif when you're buying something. He doesn't understand why Rashi says that this is the case. But when the Mishnah tells us, but what you could do is just shecht it and divide it amongst them, it means like, even though you can't give a specific measure or amount, but what you could do is you can compare it to, let's say, another animal, other pieces of meat that were cut up and say, yeah, I want a piece that's similar to that piece, the way that one was cut up. That's why Tosfos Yontif explains that you're allowed to do even on Yontif. As long as you don't give a specific amount, you say, tomorrow I'll pay what it's worth.